USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Questa purtroppo la violenta aggressione contro l'Ucraina.
Pope Francis speaking to roughly 30,000 people in St. Peter's Square for his weekly Sunday address and blessing continued his criticism of Russia, calling the conflict in Ukraine unjustified, senseless massacre, and urged leaders to stop this repugnant war. As the Russian war machine continues to destroy and kill everything in its path, Ukrainian officials have refused the Russian military's demands to lay down their arms in Mariupol in exchange for safe passage of civilians out of the southeastern port city on Monday morning. Overnight, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas was hospitalized with flu-like symptoms. 73-year-old Thomas was admitted to Sibley Memorial Hospital in Washington, part of the Johns Hopkins Health System, on Friday night. Tests show he has an infection, and he's been receiving intravenous antibiotics. He should be released in about a day or two. USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Research is indicating booster shots for COVID-19 are working.
A new CDC study is showing the importance of getting a COVID-19 booster shot. Researchers found three doses of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine were 94% effective against death or ventilation during the recent Omicron surge. Two doses were only 79% effective in comparison. The CDC says these findings reveal that remaining up to date on COVID vaccinations is highly effective in preventing severe illness or death, even against current variants. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
At least two firefighters in central Texas were injured battling growing wildfires that forced more communities to evacuate Sunday. The Eastland Complex fire in and around Eastland County, west of Dallas-Fort Worth, has killed a sheriff deputy who was helping people escape. In all, seven large fires are burning across Texas, aided by dry and breezy conditions. As of last night, it has burned across more than 54,000 acres and was 30% contained. USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
After meeting privately with fewer than half the members of the Senate, it's time for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson to testify publicly this week before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Opponents of her confirmation claim her track record shows she's soft on crime and has a tendency in lower courts to dictate law instead of interpreting law. Now that the Hunter Biden laptop has been confirmed authentic, the incriminating evidence shows how deep candidate Biden and his family was involved in scandalous behavior. A couple of weeks before the 2020 general election, mainstream media and dozens of intelligence agents protecting their guy called it Russia misinformation. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, the Democrat from California, says he confirmed the information to be a smear campaign when he lied to the American people.
That he lies to us. Just watch what has happened. 2 years ago, Schiff stated the emails found from Hunter Biden were all whole smear on Joe Biden comes from the Kremlin. That's what the head of the intel said. But if you recall, Jonathan Turley has an article written, I believe, in October 2020, after Schiff said this to the American public. And remember, the election's in November. But the director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, said no, that's not the case. That there is no intelligence out there to base it upon what Adam Schiff, as the chair of the Intel Committee, was telling the country.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy reminds the American people, Representative Adam Schiff must be held accountable. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.